Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I've got Greg Boitano with me today. Welcome, Greg.
Hi, Allison. Glad to be here with you.
Well, I've been looking forward to having you on the show for quite a while, and we have a very exciting topic to talk about today, which is client-aware cloud. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at Intel and why client-aware is something that you spend a lot of time on today?
Absolutely. I work within the business client organization of Intel and I'm involved in marketing with a pretty heavy focus on helping to develop our client-aware strategy and marketing support.
So when we look at this, what is the technology behind making client-aware possible, and why does a user really care about this?
From a technology standpoint, first of all, we believe that many of the capabilities that we have integrated into our core platforms, management, security, and performance capabilities, both CPU and graphics, are really able to deliver value and benefit from a cloud perspective. What we're really doing initially is through a series of Intel-developed APIs, enabling cloud-based application or service providers to take advantage of those APIs to enable their applications to detect some of the capabilities of the endpoint device, and then to tap into those as appropriate to be able to help support the delivery of applications. And in regard to why we think that's important, a lot of it gets down to really the experience of the end user. You know, users are very used to PCs that have very rich interfaces and great responsiveness and performance. And some cloud-based applications can really be enhanced in terms of their ability to be able to provide that same experience and that same performance as a result of tapping into the endpoint. So it's really all about better user experience, a more balanced model, as well as, frankly, tapping into some of the security capabilities of the client to do that.
So you talked about security, but what are the attributes that the APIs are measuring to determine the experience, and what types of toggles, if you think about that, would the end user notice?
So initially, we've developed a set of three APIs. And those APIs have the ability to be able to detect kind of three key characteristics of the endpoint. The first is battery life, the second is bandwidth available, and the third is the CPU at the endpoint device. And so as a result of being able to determine those three criteria, the individuals developing the application can determine whether or not they want to run that application in the cloud data center or on the endpoint device. And that can be done, by the way, on a dynamic basis. Every time you sign in, your battery life, your network connection can vary, so you can make that choice. From the standpoint of what the end user notices, one of the things that we know is, for example, you might be able to deliver a 1080p resolution video to the user quickly and easily without any network delay, without any experiences of perhaps some frames freezing. So you just simply take advantage of that capability to be able to develop a more predictable and smooth delivery of the application to the user.
When we look at the conversation around cloud computing and we think about most of that being focused on the data center infrastructure required for delivering cloud apps, one thing that comes to mind is we don't really talk as much as probably should about the user experience enabled by cloud. Why is cloud the right time to add this client-aware capability to the table? Why wouldn't just regular web applications benefit from this?
So first of all, regular web applications have the ability to be able to deliver content, but perhaps not in the same rich way that you do from your own device today. I think that's really key. You have a more immersive experience, and frankly, you can have a more cost-effective experience, we believe, as a result of tapping into the endpoint. When people start to evaluate transitioning to the cloud, we know that there's the potential that some of that experience can be lost. Also, users are going to be able to use a variety of different devices to be able to tap into those cloud-based applications. So whether it's a phone, whether it's a tablet, whether it's a PC, you'll use a whole range of devices. Rather than a one-size-fits-all model, we can really enable folks transitioning to the cloud to be able to offer that range of experiences based upon the capabilities of the endpoint device. And we also think that we're offering the ability for them to continue delivering the same quality experiences that people have on PCs in a more balanced approach, as opposed to being fully dependent upon the cloud data center to deliver that experience.
When it comes to the early instantiations with GProxy and NetSuite, what was the development time to integrate this into the application?
A matter for them of weeks, really, to be able to do this. It was relatively quick.
If we wanted to learn more about ClientAware and what Intel is doing in this space, where would we go?
First and foremost, intel.com/cloud builders is definitely the right site. And if you go there, you'll see reference architectures and other content and other materials in regard to ClientAware. And then secondly, if there are additional questions that you have that we can help respond to, if you go to the Cloud Builders discussion forum and respond with some question or inquiry, certainly we would be glad to be able to provide additional information and to help you out however we can.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for coming on the program. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.